to focus on one subsection of Maggid. So one of the centerpieces of Maggid, we know it can be Loimer, Kosh Loimer, Shleish Loimer, Loimer, Pesach, Leos, Dechevosai. The Gleil says, one who has not said these following three things has not fulfilled his obligation, Pesach, Matzah, Moror. We go on to elaborate a bit on each one of the three, on the meaning of Pesach, and the meaning of Matzah, and the meaning of Moror. So first off, just in terms of the actual terminology employed, Kosh Loimer, Dvar Meil, Leos, Dechevosai, it would seem to imply that whatever the chiv we're referring to is, one has not actually fulfilled this chiv, and he has gone missing in this dimension. However, it's important to point out here that the majority of Rishonim learned that the term Layoste Chevosai, not only here, but in other places in Shas as well, very often means one is not properly fulfilled, and he is lacking a central part of his obligation, but nonetheless, he has indeed fulfilled his obligation. Yeah. The Ramban, and other Rishonim speak this out, mentioned this previously by in Hilchos Pirkei Chaylim, the Ramah Paskins, the one who visits the chayla, like it was not Mekayim Mitzvah. So there too, the Rishonim actually lost the Ramban there as well. And the Ramban says that Lakiyim Mitzvah doesn't mean Lakiyim Mitzvah at all. It means Layoste Chevosai properly. There are other scenarios as well. And the Rishonim make a parallel between all these cases. It means one is not properly filled his Chiyah, but one can indeed fulfill his obligations. It won't be Likuva, but again, one will be centrally missing his Chiyah, fulfilling his obligation if he did not say these three things. But it's worth taking a step back for a moment. What exactly are we referring to? Layoste Chevosai. Which Chiyah has one not fulfilled if one doesn't say these three things? Doesn't say. Just says Layoste Chevosai. We find that there's a basic machlokes in the Rishonim. The majority of Rishonim seem to hold they're referring to the Mitzvah Maggid, and simply we're middle of Maggid, we're actually engaged at length in the Mitzvah Maggid, Sibur Yisiz Mitzrayim. And in that, if we don't go ahead and we say specifically, we attach the story, the history of Uran and Mitzrayim to tangible things in front of us, the Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, if we don't go ahead and do that, then we are lacking in our Mitzvah Maggid. We know the Maggid has to be said, B'shosh Matzah Ben Mufanecha, not only at the time, not only do we know that there's a time limitation, one has to fulfill Maggid when the thing, that these items are in front of us, when it's the time of being Mekayim Mitzvah Pesach. However, one has to go further than that and actually directly connect the two. It's worth on this note, if you follow the Pasuk is saying, if we're not just bringing these items as historical artifacts and saying, these are things that happened to me in Mitzrayim. We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, bavur zeh, so that I can go ahead and continue to carry on these menhagim throughout the virus. I can continue to fulfill his obligation and be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of Mitzrayim, bavur zeh, put into practice for real. We're saying Hashem took us out for a reason and he expects us to return, to give a return on his investment. The other Rishonim, the Avodah, and others, the other Rishonim who seem to indicate that they're referring here to something entirely different. We're referring to the mitzvah of Matzah itself, the mitzvah of Maror itself, and the mitzvah of Karan Pesach itself. These three mitzvahs are unique in Kol Torah Kula, that even though one can fulfill a physical obligation, one can go ahead and do the full physical act, if one does not speak out what he is doing and describe the purpose of what he is doing, he is missing in the mitzvah that he is doing. A third opinion is the opinion of Taisus in the Gemara Pesachim, which seems to be saying a third shot altogether. It says in the Pasuk, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, there's a unique mitzvah, V'amartem Zevach Pesach, speak out these items of Pesach. Obviously, if you don't speak it out, you haven't fulfilled that unique mitzvah of speaking it out. Just one quick nafkamino, the Aruch Lener points out that this nafkamino, he's referring specifically to the first two mahalchim, whether it's a part of the obligation of Sibur Yisiz Mitzrayim or part of the Chi of Matzah, he says a nafkamino perhaps would be if one's obligated to speak out these words of Gamliel on Pesach Sheni. He says, if the idea is Sibur Yisiz Mitzrayim, this is a subset of Yisiz Mitzrayim, there's no chi of Sibur Yisiz Mitzrayim on Pesach Sheni. However, if this is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, to speak about why one is doing the mitzvah, what the purpose is, it would stand to reason that who is in Pesach Sheni, one would have to speak out these three things as well.